Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Vanderpump Villa has first-class luxury and world-class drama. Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show starring Lisa Vanderpump, just launched on Hulu. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside.
Meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance, and misadventures. As they try to provide once-in-a-lifetime experiences for their guests, the staff will need to meet Lisa's high standards. Not everyone has what it takes.
Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu.
I'm Carrie O'Donnell, and I'll be your co-captain on this bumpy boat ride to Mykonos called Lohan Island, a sexy, unique spinoff.
Robert.
Come on.
Gail interviewing Robert Kelly is my forever mood.
Describe the situation.
Robert Kelly is getting fully, like, out of control. He's crying. He's standing up, throwing
Gail
a
King
temper
is doing
tantrum.
A Good Morning America interview with R. Kelly.
Yeah, or CBS.
Or CBS,
whatever and network she works for.
He's in a hotel suite. He's just been gotten bail. So he's like,
yeah,
on bail.
He's out on $3 million bail.
She's trying to
have it just a sit down, check in. Like,
what's going on with
What's going on with you? Tell his side of the story. He ramps himself up into a full blown temper, screaming tantrum. He's sweating profusely.
He's
crying. He's like flailing all around. And Gail is completely stoic, unflinching, legs crossed,
holding her little clipboard,
just looking at him, waiting for him to like settle down. And she periodically goes, Robert, mom voice. And I'm just like, Gail is all of us just trying to deal with fucking out of control men in this world.
There's this iconic shot that's already iconic going around Twitter where it's Gail, cool as a cucumber, in a chic outfit, just unfazed by his standing over her, intimidating her, trying to, with his body. He's a big dude.
He's huge.
He's standing up and he's literally jumping up and down the ground like a little boy in a candy shop because who's not getting his like Sour Patch Kids. And Gail is just going, Robert.
She doesn't even flinch.
And she just says it out loud.
I cannot tell you how many times I've felt like Gail.
Yeah.
And now she's going on my vision board as just like continuing the rest of my life in a Robert.
Women everywhere.
Women everywhere, take note.
Salute.
Salute your queen, Gail. And Oprah, quite frankly.
All of you have had moments like every woman has had that Gail R. Kelly moment.
It's insane.
What a petulant child.
Do you know that I went to R. Kelly's house in college and had a night out at R. Kelly's mansion?
What?
Yeah. I've lived 1,000 lives.
You have so many like ghoulish Hollywood anecdotes. Tell me about it.
Insane.
Can you spill the tea?
I can spill the tea.
Can you spill the tea, queen?
I'm gonna spill it.
Queen.
Queen.
Yes.
Yes. Spill. Okay, so I was living in Chicago, and I think it was like fall-ish. No, it was like late summer. And I had just worked on an independent film, like as an intern, and I made friends with one of the actresses that was in the movie, and she and I would like hang out sometimes. And one night one day she texted me and she's like, do you want to come with me to a party at R. Kelly's house tonight? And I was immediately like, duh, yes, like no question.
He
lived in Chicago. And she was like, okay, like I'll come and pick you up like at XYZ and like we'll go out. So she was recording music at the time with his dance producer. The guy who produced like remixes of his songs was working with her. So he was tight with Robert, as everyone called him. And the plan was like, we'd go out, hit a club for a few drinks, and then like head on over to Robert's house. So we drive out into the suburbs. I told my boyfriend too at the time, I was like, I'm going to go to R. Kelly's house. And he was like, I was like, is that cool, babe? And he's like, yeah, I guess so. Because he was living in Michigan. And I was like, ha, ha, ha. And his whole track team was like teasing him about it. And I just loved it. I was like, oh my God, this is the drama.
You're across state lines.
No, yeah. I was like, I live for this. Like, see you later. Like, I'll call you later, babe. I promise I won't do anything insane at Robert's house.
Same time zone.
Yeah. And so we go. We had a couple drinks. We head on out to the suburbs. And we drive and drive for a while, and I was kind of like, ooh, this is crazy, but like, whatever. Like, I'm down, always down for like an adventure. And we get to his house and we pull around the back. He was at this point under house arrest, so he horrific. Couldn't go out.
Yeah.
And he just had to like have parties at his house. So they were like, come through the back and like go into the basement, and we're like in the screening room. So we go enter like through an underground like kind of tunnel basement where all his recording studio is, and there's like photos of him on the wall and his like platinum records and like blah blah blah. And we go into his movie theater room, which has a full mural of Space Jam across the entire wall.
Stop.
Movie theater seating, a big screen, and then like a bar, and like the Space Jam mural was across the bar too. And it's like Robert, all his like a bunch of his older friends, me, my friend Julia, the dance remix producer, and then just like, I would say probably 10 just like video vixen women. And they were all sitting in the movie theater seats, just looking so bored and like drinking and like smoking cigs, but just like kind of chilling. And then Julia was like, oh, so a lot of them live with him here. Like, that's like what they do. They live with him here. And I was like, oh, that's wild, but seems like a boring life. But like, okay.
Oh, my friend. Uh-oh.
And so they're like over it. And I'm like way under. I'm like, oh my God, this is insane.
You're under it.
I was under it. I was like, I'll take a beer, like drinking like Coronas with limes and just like living. And Robert, he had like a single coming out or had just shot a music video for a song called Hair Braider, which I don't know if the like video ever came out, but he played only his own music all night and played that video like 40 times. And it was kind of a great song. And just like hung out, like smoked cigs, drank beers. And then at one point he was like playing cards and like passing a joint around with a bunch of his friends, and I like sat down and they were like teaching me how to play this like card game, and we all smoked a joint together. And then I was kind of sitting across from him at like a high top kind of bar stool type of table, and it was like him and like a few other guys and me, and he kind of starts like toe tapping me under the table, like nudging at my foot and stuff, and I was like, oh my
footsies.
God. Yeah, like footsies a little bit. And he's like, what's your deal? He's like, you got a boyfriend or what? And I was like, yeah I do, like I have a boyfriend. And I was like really in love with my boyfriend, so yeah. I was like not about to fuck yeah. Robert Kelly, and for a lot of reasons, but like that yeah. was number one. And I was like, yeah, I have a boyfriend, like he's pretty great, like he's in Michigan or whatever. And like he's like, is he white? And I was like, yeah. And he goes, you're prejudiced. And I literally like froze. I was like nervously laughing, and everyone kind of like broke into laughter. I was like, oh my god, thank god he's kidding, because I was like
yeah
nervous. And then he just like played his music video, and we smoked weed, and it was just like a party.
How in
the
screening there?
Room. I was there from probably like 11 to like 3 a.m.
That's a long time.
And then at like 2 a.m. all his like interns came in, and they gave us like, they brought in like chicken wings and french fries, and like we had like a big snack, like yummy snack moment with like buffalo wings. And then he had a white cat that was like a really cute little Persian cat, and so I was like following that cat around and like just laying on the floor with it at one point, just like petting it.
Were you stoned?
I was so stoned, but like I also was aware, like I was in such a different environment than I'm used to, so I was like, I'm not gonna get like wasted.
Yeah, you had that like weird like
where you're just like, adrenaline. I can't get out of control because yeah. I don't know any of these people, and I'm way out of, I'm like in the suburbs of Chicago, and I'm also in a man's house who's under house arrest for like potentially like statutory rape, like yeah. piss fucking someone. So like maybe I'll just like keep the drinking to yeah. a minimum and just like get stoned and enjoy this cat.
Yeah.
And then around 3, Julia and the producer guy were like, should we bounce? And I was like, yeah. And so we walked back into the theater room, and the Video Vixens had kind of like come alive at that point. Like they looked like they were more like enjoying their lives. And one like gorgeous woman was like, Robert was like sitting on like a high like bar stool, and she was just like giving him like a lap dance like in front of him, and the music was like bumping, still his song. And I was like, bye Robert, like thanks for having me over. And he just like pushed her to the side, and he was like, come here, and like gave me a hug, and he was like, you can come back anytime. And I was like, amazing, thanks so much. And then like left. And then that was my night at R. Kelly's.
What
house.
Year was that?
This was 2008.
Wow.
This was like, was it? No, this was 2008. Yeah.
Come back anytime.
Come back anytime.
You passed the test when you left. That I'm really glad you didn't go back.
Yeah.
Bye, Robert.
Thanks.
I love the Video Vixens. Just like they like waited till like the witching hour and then came alive.
They looked so bored, and like I don't blame them. Yeah. I would be bored if I was living there 24/7 too.
This, like, dude, play his own fucking song
over and over God, and over, and like his video, and then like.
That's disgusting.
Just like, and you, it's not like you can be like, oh, I don't feel well tonight, like I'm gonna chill in my room and like watch Netflix. It's like, no, you have to like come
down to the media room
and like hang out until Robert's tired and like goes to bed. And it's like,
and in the process you have to listen to his own fucking music
over and over, like, and over
demos that probably suck.
It's weird. I mean, time changes everything, so you know, if I had the opportunity to go to his house today, I'd be like, no thanks.
Yeah.
But back then, it's like...
He was R. Kelly.
And it was like, maybe he did this to this woman. Like, maybe he didn't. It didn't even, like... It wasn't even a thing that crossed my mind as any sort of... It was just like, that's his problem,
yeah.
like, not my problem. But I'm... Now, it's all of our problems.
It's all... And we need
and
to...
And anything that happens like that is everyone's problem. And because God, it's...
Gail kept her cool.
Robert...
And expose him for the...
He's a psycho.
Psycho brat little boy he is.
Yeah. But yeah.
Men.
Am I right?
Men.
Am I right?
Am I right or am I right?
What's up with men?
What's up with men these days?
What's up with Brent these days?
Brent is everyone's problem.
I think we're allegedly only... There's only one episode left. Because I Wikipedia'd it and it only says 10 episodes. So we're in the penultimate.
So this is like the second to last ep where it still feels like no closure. Like there's no closure.
No.
There's no sense of beginning, middle, and end.
There's no fucking rhyme or reason to this goddamn season. And they're going to go out and it's going to, you know, it's going to end on a confusing note.
Yeah. Like
they have no plan. They had no, like, the editors gave us gold, but like God bless them because they probably were working with absolute chaos.
Yeah. I feel like this was an episode though that like really it worked for me as like an episode.
Yeah,
I was just like liking it.
It felt cohesive. Lindsay's bullshit was very minimal.
Yeah, I mean she wasn't in it.
She was barely in it.
She I don't know where she was. We were joking that she was like napping on a yacht.
She was on one of the unicorn floats from the previous Pride episode.
Just floating
just
in the
floating
sea.
Face down, and like the night came and she like woke up and like was drifted really far.
Yeah.
And she was like it was like, you know, in Titanic when Kate Winslet goes, "Help."
Yeah.
And she just her sig stained voice just, "Help. I need please."
Lindsay decided that like she wanted to do an what she calls an acting lesson.
Mm-hmm.
And so she took a unicorn float out into the ocean and then just reenacted the whole Titanic. She was like, "I'm going to go method tonight." And
but she got really tired and passed out.
Yeah. And then she passed out and then she woke up and kind of tried to do it, but then just like let the float take her where it will.
Yeah.
And she just like thought about how dramatic it was that she was missing. And like reveled in that drama and hoped that everyone was wondering where she was.
But they weren't.
No.
Because they were worrying about their own drama. This was this was actually a good episode.
Yeah, it was.
Like it felt Vanderpump-y. Like,
yeah.
It felt like real, like chef's kiss reality TV drama.
I think, yeah, the editors really found
their
like
they were
sweet spot.
So excited.
They were so excited.
I mean, every other episode has just, I have felt completely disoriented.
Mm-hmm.
Like I was like, I don't know what's happening. I don't know what time it is. I'm watching absolutely nothing and everything at once. This episode was like, oh, I'm watching a reality show.
Yeah, it definitely felt like that. So bravo.
Yeah, bravo to the
you nailed it at episode 9. And we have one episode left.
They really hit their stride by the second to last episode.
Yeah, and now and that's why I said at the end, I was like, I don't think it's just 10 episodes. Like, I feel like it's like at least 15 or 16. You're like, no, it's 10.
I don't think, and at least for now, I think it might be the very last.
Last season.
Yeah. I mean, it's...
I'd watch another season of
that. I would too. I mean, I hope they do it in a new location.
Or they like, I don't know.
Bring in less...
I don't know what they want.
I mean, this episode really is basically where we're going that you just need to know is by the next episode, which we both allegedly might be the season finale, Lindsay's going to make her... Lindsay and Panos will decide which of the VIP ambassadors are going to stay. So that's in the air in the beginning of the episode.
So they... It's like, which of them are going to stay?
Which are going
to
be asked to
and
leave.
And go on to season two?
Yeah, or like work
no
there forever.
But if there's no season two,
yeah.
Then like, where are you staying?
Yeah, I don't believe them. And I don't think that any of them would want to come back. I think they're all just riding out this season. Maybe like two people are taking it seriously.
Yeah, like things have pretty much, like they've given up on even trying to like pretend that they're tending
working?
To VIP guests.
They're not doing
or, like,
anything.
Working.
They just take shots.
Yeah.
They literally just drink cocktails and like fight.
Because they really don't have anything else to do.
No.
Like,
I mean,
there are people that work at Lindsay Lohan's beach house that, like, are the waiters and waitresses.
They're the
and
real
hosts
people.
And hostesses. They're the real people doing the jobs.
And occasionally, it's like the people in Sur who are actually working.
Yeah.
Like, the people that they don't let on camera.
No.
But Panos, it's the meeting, it starts with them meeting Panos.
Yeah, well, okay, wait, so I need to tell you some stuff. So okay. Kayla had, like, she did like a YouTube video last week that was like the real story why Lindsay hates me, milking that 15 minutes for all she can.
Doing it. As Sheena taught her.
As Sheena taught her well. And in that video, she says that, remember the night that Lindsay approached them all at a bar that they were out drinking at, and Lindsay and Panos like spied on them from that little window? Mm-hmm. Apparently that night, Lindsay took Janita aside and asked her to move in with her. So I think that's why Janita was absent that one episode where we were like, where's Janita?
I'm truly shaken.
Yeah.
What the fuck was the rationale behind that?
I don't know. So well, remember when Janita they first lived met with her for a day and then like moved back into the house?
She was like, I'd rather die. I'd rather live in like a war zone than
I'd rather crawl under the sand and live in a little sand cave and just be covered in sand,
yeah,
sand everywhere, than have to share an abode with Lindsay Lohan.
Or worse, I'd rather have to share a house with Brent.
Yeah.
Than live with Lindsay.
Brent, I could deal, like...
That's saying a lot.
Yeah.
Because I think I would move... I would jump out of a moving car if Brent was in the car. That's how little I think of him.
I mean...
I think he is one of the most repugnant people I've ever seen on TV.
He's disgusting, but, like, it's the kind of thing where you can just, like, psychically divorce yourself from him.
I guess so, yeah.
And then just be like... You just don't speak, but
we're saying that now.
There.
And if we were in the same vicinity as him,
yeah, we would barf. But like,
that is wild.
Lindsay's like spiritual energy does not know any bound, cannot be contained by crystals or walls. Like,
the lotus flower knows no bounds.
No, it knows no bounds.
Wait, so she was like, Janita,
live with me.
What a weird, impulsive person.
Yeah,
your boss just. Coming, cornering you at a nightclub going, live with me.
And you can't say no.
Yeah, Janita,
you're not like,
well, at that point, she was like, I'm on thin ice.
I'm on thin ice. I'm about to be fired. I guess I'll go like live with her for a day. I don't know.
The things she saw on that day.
Bad enough to go back and live with Brent.
They like, Sarah, like later in the night, they were like up, they were like sharing a bed and she was like, what happened? Just tell me. And Janita like stared up at the ceiling and just her eyes went dark and she went,
tears streamed.
A single tear streaming down her cheek, and she just went, not right now.
Never.
Not right now.
You can't know.
The things. No. Not right now. And then Sarah was like, okay.
And Sarah knows just not to ask her again.
And then she looked at her again and said, just so you know. It was longer than you think.
Janita lived with Lindsay for 1,000 years.
Yeah, it was like
Chronicle
years.
Of Narnia
yeah.
style.
When you live in all
when
the,
you enter Lindsay's house, it's you cross like, the threshold.
Yeah, one day on Earth is like
she has to invite you in, and but like then and only then will the like time warp kick in.
Yeah,
and then when you enter her house, you think it's like a cool idea, like I'll just live with Lindsay, and you enter, and then 2,000 years goes by.
Yeah.
And you exit when she finally lets you out, or you like break free, you get back and it's like only a day has passed in human years.
It's like that Stephen King short story, The Jaunt.
Mm-hmm.
Where the family goes through a teleportation thing and the boy, and they have to, in order to go through it, you have to be unconscious, but the son is like really curious, so he doesn't breathe in the gas to make you go unconscious, and he comes, and when they come to in the new on like Mars, the son is like deranged and like has red eyes, and he just goes, dad, it's longer than you think, dad. Yeah. longer than you think.
That's, I just got
Janita,
terrible chills on one side of my body. Good. And that's fully Janita in Lindsay's house.
Yeah, longer than you think.
Also, Janita in this episode, she gives a lot of her interviews looking to a different direction than like the camera, Janita, which was like she was touched by something evil.
I said to you when we were watching, I was like, she's broken.
She's been indoctrinated.
She's been brainwashed. Mm-hmm. She was our proxy in the beginning, and now she's like totally.
She Stepford.
Drank the Kool-Aid.
Yeah,
I did love when she was like, I've learned many things since working here that you can be. Fired,
rehired. That your boss can go through all your personal belongings.
But and at first I was like, haha, she's LOLing. And then I was like,
no,
I think
that's how it works.
I think
that's what she's learned.
Yeah.
And she says at the end, she would love to continue with the Lohan brand.
She's like, I know for a fact that I will be going on.
Yeah.
So Janita's gone.
She's gone.
We're like gone girl.
Love and light to her on this like whatever journey this is.
It's sad because she was our route into this strange dimension. She was our fixture,
And now that's fucking gone. Now we have no one.
We have Gabby.
We have fucking Gabby now. Yeah. Gabby, what a 360.
Yeah, we're Gabby has team Gabby team for life.
Gabby is resigned.
Yeah.
She's so done with this place. She's fulfilling her contract. And
her
then
facial expressions.
Throughout the whole... Winning.
Mm-hmm.
She stole my heart.
Yeah.
Just camera cutting to Gabby. Okay, anyway.
Anyway, I have a note that just says, everyone is masturbating in this house.
Yeah, they're all jacking off.
Yeah, all
they're
the all guys are jacking the beef. Off.
All the girls are jacking off. They're
all the just... girls are like fucking all the guys.
They're all, everyone's just horny.
Everyone's horny.
Everyone's in their beds at night. Like at night, when they go, okay, good night, everyone. The house goes dark. And then all of a sudden you just hear like the rustling of like mm-hmm. bed sheets because everyone is J-O-ing.
Yeah.
Like constantly in separate rooms.
J-O-ing in separate rooms with like a camera trained on them.
Especially Mike. May's the only one who's not.
May doesn't even know what that means.
Yeah. May is just a snooze.
May is literally like no one speaks to her.
No.
And she just sits in the corner and like smiles.
She's just like, maybe if I'm quiet enough, no one will notice that I'm here and yeah. I can just like keep like wandering off on the beach and but like talking to myself.
She squeals on Gabby and Kyle and then like spills the beans that they're hooking up.
Oh, fuck yeah.
May sucks.
Oh, God, May. I'm sorry.
She's bad for the Lohan brand.
Bring back cold Jules.
Bring back
mono Jules.
I forgot about Jules. It's been so long.
It's been like a week.
I know. I forgot.
Jules mono.
Has she healed yet?
No.
No, she's still in like
Epstein bar.
She's in like an E.T. style hospital being studied.
She's like in a... It's like in Starship Troopers when Caster Van Dien's in that like liquid healing tank.
Yeah, that's what Jules is
Jules
in.
Jules is in like a tank, like hooked up to a breathing tube. But she's like floating in membrane and liquid nitrogen, liquid oxygen. And it's just...
They're like, maybe this will work. I want a whole outbreak story, like movie starring Jules.
She's patient zero for the plague.
Yeah.
For the zombie plague.
We all like get mono where it's just like you can't even like, it's just you're so fatigued. The whole world gets mono.
The whole
and
world
it's
gets
from
ennui.
Jules.
Yeah. White girl ennui.
Had it.
I
ready
haven't.
To go get tested. The vans pick up everyone to take them to the beach house, and they're all dressed like erotic sex yeah. slaves. Like
apparently
Princess
there's some
Leia.
Kind of full moon festival
they're
going
having
on.
A savage moon ceremony.
Savage moon.
And I thought it was like the club Lohan is like having a party, but it's not that.
No, it's like a pagan worship of the moon.
Of Nico Tortorella.
Yeah, Nico Tortorella is the big like celebrity guests in this episode, and
Pano says that the savage moon party is going to be a bondage / Egyptian party, and then there's like an ADR moment where it cuts away from Panos. The camera goes behind a wall, and literally in a whole different soundbite, Panos is like, "We are getting near the end of Lohan Beach House, and it will be up to you who stays and who leaves. The stakes are very high," and then it goes back into the scene. And he goes...
Meanwhile, in reality, he was probably going, "I hate all of you."
He goes, "I hate all of you." He goes, "I don't give a shit about the moon."
I
don't give a shit about the moon.
Panos does not give a shit about the moon.
No,
we both decided
care.
That Panos is a flat earther.
Panos is full flat earther.
He thinks the world... He thinks the earth is the center of the solar system.
He's in the forums yeah. everywhere. He goes to
Fuck
flat earther conventions.
I don't give a shit about the moon.
I don't give a shit about the moon.
Like at night when they're like... When he's on some tavern on the cliffside of Mykonos and they go, "Ooh, look at the moon." Panos looks up and goes, "Ugh, boring."
He rolls his eyes.
Snooze.
I don't give a shit.
Make it go away. Go away, he says to the moon.
Because the moon
go.
Is ugly and fat. I don't care.
You are fat and round. Lose some weight, he screams at the moon.
Panos is ruled by the sun.
Yeah, Panos is just like literal solstice.
Mm-hmm.
Solar, like. A baby, a solar child.
Panos is midsummer.
Panos is midsummer. he is Ari Aster's midsummer.
Midsummer.
Panos, yeah. Can you just imagine Panos at night on his terrace just smoking a cigarette going, fuck you.
No, he smokes, like, every time it gets dark and the moon comes out, Panos is like, here we go again, and then just smokes cigarettes in a surly fashion all night until finally the sun rises, and he goes, oh, finally.
Finally. He never sleeps.
No, he's never slept a day in his life.
His nights are just him being mad at the moon.
Yeah.
And a few times he'll ask his governess about it. He'll go, governess, nanny.
Nanny, come here.
Come here. Tell the moon. Tell me the moon is bad. Tell me how much you hate the moon. And she goes, oh, Panos, I hate the moon. Tell me I'm prettier than the moon. Yes, yes, Panos.
Panos, you are so beautiful.
You are so beautiful.
You are so much more beautiful than the moon.
You glow stronger than the moon, Panos. You go, say it again to the moon. Now say it to the moon directly.
Say it to the moon.
The nanny goes, no, moon. You go away, moon.
You go away, moon.
You are an eyesore for my Panos. And he goes, yes. Tell me again, nanny.
And he like makes her light his cigarettes as he just like chains.
And he goes, now let's shout together hateful things at the moon, nanny. And they both go, boo, boo, moon.
We hate you, moon.
We hate you, moon.
Go away, moon.
Go back to behind the sun, moon.
Get out of your moon.
Get out of the sky, moon.
You ruin our lives, moon.
Hide yourself away from us, moon. Boo.
Sometimes Panos gets mad at Nanny because the moon came out again, and he thought, like, if they were hateful enough.
You told me it would work!
So he locks her in her room.
He punishes her. Mm-hmm. He's like, go away! He throws, like, his, like, china at like, the wall.
Yeah.
You promised me the moon would go away! Mm-hmm. You're a liar! You lied to me my whole life!
Yeah.
You're a liar! And the governess goes, no, Panos!
No, Panos, no, please!
No, I'm so sorry, Panos! No! He sends her away.
He sends her away, and when she's in her room, he locks the door.
And you hear like an accordion playing outside. Mm-hmm.
And he goes, you will stay in here until the moon goes away.
Yeah. And think about what you've done.
When she's on the edge of death, because he doesn't feed her.
No.
And when she's almost about to die and he's like lonely and misses her companionship, he lets her out.
Yeah.
And he goes, well, he's kind of resigned. He's like, well,
he's wearing little booties.
The moon didn't go away.
Yeah.
He won't make eye contact with her.
But
he's like, it looks like the moon is here to stay. So I guess you come out or whatever. You stay too if you want.
He goes, at one point she goes, I need to go. You have to let me out. I have to go eat something, Panos. And he goes, you love the moon so much. Have it make you food.
Let the moon feed you.
Let the moon feed you.
You love it.
Let's see how much you love the moon.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit about the moon.
I don't give a shit about the moon. And he puts a shawl on.
Walks off into the
night. Walks off.
Anyway.
Anyway, Nico Tortorella is coming.
Star of Younger on TV Land and Williamsburg resident.
Spiritualist. And
he wears like sheer tops and kilts and is like.
He's also a hat guy.
He's a big hat guy. And he does this face a lot.
Mm-hmm. He has like a really incredible nose job.
His nose job is like,
it's Bella Hadid.
It's like Blake Lively quality.
Yeah.
Bella Hadid.
At one point I noticed he was wearing just like a rag tied around his ankle. And I honestly cannot stand people. Like, you know those types of people that just like see like a scrap on the ground and then like tie it around their arm and it's just like so what? Literally a mosquito came out of my couch.
We'll get some mosquitoes later.
Yeah, but like.
Yeah, I'm like, I like collect rubber bands sometimes.
You put it around your ankle? That's different.
No, I put it around my wrist.
That's different than a piece of fabric.
Very Dashboard Confessional.
Fabric
boys are real.
Are real, and they're out there. They,
hipster.
Like, there's so many of them in LA.
Trust fund
fabric boys. They love a scrap.
Nico comes to Greece because apparently him and Lindsay are best friends and they were engaged at one point.
Which I didn't know. Did you know that?
No!
I don't remember that.
How many times did she be engaged?
As part of like the Lindsay Lohan fabric, and I thought I knew everything about that bitch's life. But that just goes to show you, she surprises you.
Yeah, you don't know.
When you least expect it.
You don't know a celebrity like you think you do.
No. Hey, did you hear that? Okay.
Call back. So yeah, they were engaged, but now they're just like brother and sister, as Lindsay calls it. So he gets a private cabana. They're like, you have to tend to him. He's going to be here all day.
May's excited. She's like, I'm like spiritual too. Like I love crystals and I like put them on the window when the moon is out. And I was just like, May.
Snooze. I was like,
stop. Stop it. May. Stop. Stop it. May.
Stop it, May.
Stop.
Stop. Just stop it. Just stop it.
Stop.
Just
May.
Stop. Stop. Everything you're doing, just everything you're doing, do the opposite.
Yeah. May, no, stop.
Stop it, May.
Stop.
Stop. Just stop.
Stop. Stop. May. Stop. Stop.
So he comes. They're all, Gabby's excited. She loves Younger. They're all like in a tizzy. Mike is excited because he's like, he's knows like, that Nico is like open to both genders and like has dated both men and women. And he's like, maybe someone will finally get me.
Finally, like a bisexual icon to relate to. Lindsay arrives at the club wearing Lohan Beach House merch and just like a sheer black outfit and Little Witch booties.
And like, it looks like an Ice Capades outfit.
Yeah, it's like a Tanya Harding like performance. Like, top. Yeah, top.
And she wears little Stregonona like Little Witch boots. Mm-hmm. And she kicks them up and down when she's on the little cabana and they just look really cute.
And she's wasted by the, like comes up to start like laughing, does like that laughing wasted laugh where you see someone and you're like and then they like lay together on the cabana and hold hands.
And she's like, it is good to see you, Nico. You've come all the way to support me and we have been through so much together. And he tells her that she embellishes things.
No, that's later, but first.
Oh, she says.
She goes, like, we are talking.
He goes, how long have we known each other? And she's like, and she turns
right to the camera.
To the camera. Completely like, we're not like. She breaking was, the wall.
It's been a long time. We are like brother sister.
She goes, I take him to his first sweat lodge.
To the camera now she's talking.
She looks at the camera and goes, I took him to his first sweat lodge.
Like, and they both turn to the camera and they're laughing. And it was like, you were like, Lindsay does not understand what reality television is.
She's so like out of touch.
She's completely out of touch. Like,
she's like, what do you think about this?
I took him to his first sweat lodge. What do you make of that?
She's like waiting for the sitcom.
Yeah, she's like
the laugh track.
The laugh track goes right there. I gave you perfect laugh track moment.
She thinks she's on set.
She thinks she's on a multicam.
Yeah.
Called Lindsay Lohan's Beach House, starring her and Nico Ray Tortorella as Panos,
and Nico Tortorella as Nico Tortorella.
Yeah, she's like, today's guest star, Nico Tortorella. Hey! And then she's like, when does Ray get here? When is Ray coming to set?
Producers are like, Ray? And she goes,
like, Ray Romano
from the show.
From the show.
Everyone loves him.
Everyone loves Raymond, you know. And they're like, what?
They're like, Lindsay, what are you talking about? And she goes,
he's so unprofessional.
You are withholding things from me.
Everyone say, I'm so unprofessional, I don't show up. Well, where is Ray Romano then?
And then she doesn't show up for a week.
Yeah, and then she goes back to the yacht. That's when she floated out to sea.
Yeah.
She was like, oh, fuck this. I get up early. I slave to get here on time. Ray Romano no show up. I'm out of here. I'm done for the day.
So Nico and Lindsay are like...
Laughing,
loving. He starts burning sage.
He's burning Palo Santo and like waving it over Alex and waving it over Mike.
Alex was not pleased by Nico.
Alex is like not down.
He's like, get the fuck away from me.
Yeah.
He's like, and then as he's saging, he goes, what's your name again? And Alex goes, Alex. Mm-hmm. And he goes, oh, okay.
Yeah, we started this episode out really hating Nico.
Yeah.
We were not down with his energy. We were in an Alex place.
But Mike is into the saging.
Mike loves it.
Mike's like a little weirded out by it, but he's like, if it means that I get a chance to talk to him about my struggles, then I'll let him sage my tits.
Yeah. Cute.
Love him.
Brent is sucking, as per usual, bullying Ari and like making fun of him for drinking at Pride.
Yeah. He embarrasses her in front of this hot girl that Ari is like into, he has a crush on. She's like from the actual waiter staff.
Yeah. Like the people that truly work at Lohan Beach Club. And then Ari and Kyle and Billy walk out to the shore and have the hottest like moment of the entire show.
Yeah. It's literally Kyle, Billy with their shirts off and Ari who's like
with his shirt off.
Dwarfed by them.
He's flanked by Kyle and Billy.
Who are just like literal like
gods.
Meat temples.
We truly, Carrie and I were like drooling watching this.
And they both have unfortunate pec tattoos, but it doesn't
but
matter.
But it makes sense.
And it doesn't matter. And literally you just want to like, I could live on Billy's shoulder.
Yeah.
And be fine.
You perch on his shoulder. I was like, I just want to go like play in the surf with them.
Or
like
just
splash each other and then just like be silly.
Play chicken. Or just like kneel down beside them while they're talking and just like eavesdrop.
Yeah.
And like look up at them. Just like kneel at their feet and just look up at them and just like, yeah.
I'd love to just like hold on to Ari's leg like a little kid when you wrap your body around his leg and then just like,
or like Kyle,
his kneecaps.
Kyle says something and then you see him and then like out of the right side, I just like kneel my head in his shoulder and go,
yeah, I agree.
Totally. Hey guys.
But like, please, more of them.
Yeah, like they're so hot.
No more
like,
Brent.
Like it's unreal. Brent.
Chaz Dean
has got to go. Nico does the tarot cards and that's when he calls Lindsay a lot. He's like, the cards are telling me you're a liar.
And Lindsay goes, that is not true.
I'm not fucking lying. Never fucking lie.
Because you embellish.
And she was like, hey.
Yeah, you're funny, Nico. I love you.
I embellish. What about Ray?
I embellish.
Where's Ray?
Ray. Where's Ray Romano? So then they're getting ready. Brent, they're talking about the outfits they're going to wear for the moon party. And Brent goes, well, I'm the Pharaoh because I'm the alpha of the house. And then...
Can we talk about what Sarah posted on Instagram this week where she just like aired Brent out for being like a closet gay?
A great listener of Lohan Island messaged me and Lara on Twitter and with a screenshot
of Sarah, like her comment under a photo, and that was basically like, Brent's gay.
She's like, yeah, he's gay. He just hasn't he hasn't come to terms with
gay.
It. So stop fucking with people's lives.
Yeah.
Which was like,
which
what?
Like, what?
What does that mean?
Sorry, excuse me? Like, what did he fuck with?
Maybe next week.
Maybe we'll know.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll never know.
I don't think we will.
I don't think we ever will. I think he'll just be an eternal mystery.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp? Or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered, mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine? That's where Canopy's new filtered shower head comes in. Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, has revolutionized the filtered showerhead. Dermatologists recommended this unique three-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water, leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin. Best of all, The Canopy filtered showerhead is hassle-free. Installation is a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement, unlike any others on the market. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, our listeners can use the code SEXYUNIQUE at checkout to save an additional 10% off their Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you. Brent puts on a dress and
he does a smoky eye.
He puts on eyeliner.
He loves wearing makeup. He's
and
always wearing eyeliner.
He loves eyeliner. And the chance to do like an Egyptian themed eyeliner, by the way, isn't like Egyptian themed like dress code somewhat racist?
Yes.
Yeah.
This whole thing was racist.
Okay, cool.
It was bondage and Egyptian. That was the theme.
Okay, great.
I mean, I was fine with seeing Ari in like...
Like, I love him with like ropes around his wrists.
Yeah. Like, that was cool. But yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure.
I mean, it's...
It's hard. It's in this...
Europe's... Yeah.
They don't understand.
But yeah, Brent... And then Nico has a... For some reason, they let him become... Well, then we realize why, because he's really good at it. But they have him kind of mediate...
He leads like a ceremony of like writing down,
it's like very
telling your like highs and lows.
Very rehab.
Yeah. And he says Brent is in a full face of makeup. And Nico's like, we're going to start with Kyle. Like, what's your high? And then Kyle was like, my high is I've made some really good friends out here. And then it cuts to Ari, and Ari just smiles at him. And I was like, oh my
they're
God,
friends.
They're friends. And they really are.
They're like, they chill on Insta.
On Ari's Instagram highlights are only him and Kyle like laughing at shit that's not funny.
Lara's going to go to Revolver.
I'm going to Revolver. I said to Carrie, I was like, I'm going to produce a spinoff podcast, one episode called The Road to Ari.
And it's just you miking yourself as you walk into Revolver and
attempt to have a one night stand
and
with
Ari.
Yeah, fuck him. And you'll hear the entire journey sex.
You'll hear, hey,
and it won't be secret. I'll be like, hey, this is a podcast. Are you down? And then he'll be like, yeah.
Because he loves
attention.
He loves improving.
He has a YouTube, which is not my favorite work of his.
To salvage your vision of Ari, don't go on his YouTube page.
Yeah, just don't do it. I want it to be good. Like, I've watched multiple videos.
The bathroom with the elf.
Yeah, I've like fucked with his content a lot, hoping that to get one lol out of it, but it's a true...
I have to follow him on Instagram.
Yeah.
I've been like, I go to his page, but I don't follow him.
I don't think I follow him. I don't think I follow anyone from Lohan Beach House. But
followed.
I look... I love that. Yeah, he works out a lot.
I'm going to... That's Sherman Oaks. Oh, okay. Look at his carpet.
I know. It looks clean, at least. I think he got, like, a vacuum in the time between when he shot the show and now.
Do you think his apartment smells like man?
It's like one of those apartments with cottage cheese. I know. It's cottage cheese ceilings, and it smells heavily of whatever he cooked for himself the night before.
He probably does
like keto diet, so all he's doing is like cooking red meat, and he doesn't air it out, so it just smells like meat, but like smoky meat.
I think he
has
a sock fetish.
I have it now.
Me too.
He's so hot. Like, I can't deal.
He should be The Bachelor.
No.
Okay. Anyway, so
I'm jealous.
So Nico leads like a group. He's like, what's everyone's highs and lows? Kyle says, meeting friends. And then Kyle says, my low is people being really fake and not being forthright about their intentions. And he's basically talking about Brent.
Yeah.
And Brent is so pissed.
Yeah.
Because Brent cannot handle an ounce of criticism because his ego is as gossamer as a fucking
Panos. It's as gossamer as Nico Tortorella's see-through blouses.
Yeah. It's as gossamer as Nico Torello's sheer tops.
Mm-hmm.
That's his ego. And he gets so flustered at Kyle's comment, and everyone's kind of like...
They're like,
take your eye makeup off.
And then they go to Brent, and he goes, how about you, Brent? And Brent goes,
yeah, you know, I just think it's...
What does he say? He says, like...
He was like, people are fake here. I kind of tuned out during this part until it got to Sarah, where they were like, well, the best thing that I've experienced is that I found love. And both Carrie and I, like, gasped and just looked at each other, and it was like...
And then at that moment, the camera cut to Gabby, who made, the face we were making.
Of the century.
Yeah, just, like, side-eyed.
Okay.
Stifling her laughter, just completely, like, I'm in a crazy reality, and these people are out of their minds. They've been dating for 4 weeks, and she's talking about being in love with someone.
Yeah, like, get over it. That's not true. You're both delusional.
But yeah, Brent kind of pushes back on Kyle. Kyle is just simmering with rage. Mm-hmm. Kyle's like, Brent is just, he's like a fucking, he's like a gnat.
Yeah.
He comes at you. You know,
he wants to do is just, like, annoy you until you, like, reach your breaking point and fight him.
And then he gets like, oh, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, man, you're crazy. You just snap. Like, wow, man, really cool. Like, he's one of those people that, like, anything you do, he'll use against you.
Brent is the worst kind of person.
He really is.
Honestly, like, if you were bullied as a child, I feel really bad for you. I had some bullying in my life.
Bullied.
We've all been bullied.
Jesus Christ.
Mean, if you were, like, terrifically bullied. Like,
I weren't, but a lot of us were.
But, like, a lot of us were, but, like, you need to get over it.
Suck it up
and don't
be a miserable on other fucking
people.
Person.
Yeah.
Turn that hatred into good.
Yeah.
Turn the anger and pain you felt and, like, do something about it. Like it's hard, I know, but, like,
the best version of Brent is, like, him winning RuPaul's Drag Race and being, like, a star and helping people.
And helping people, like, with overcome that shit.
And the worst version of him is who he is. You're seeing on the show.
It's who he's
and who he is in day-to-day life. Who he is when he wakes up in the morning. Panos comes over.
Oh, and he says, if I were Kyle, I would hate looking at myself in the mirror. And me and you were like,
Kyle's literally so fucking hot.
Really hot.
If I were Kyle, I would jerk off to myself while looking at myself in the mirror.
And then Brent said that, and then the camera cuts to Brent with his, like...
with his, like, smoky eye. His, like, shitty Egyptian eye makeup.
We were like, okay, Brent.
Do you think Brent watched a YouTube tutorial when he was doing his makeup?
He was so excited. And then Mike calls Brent out.
Yeah.
Like, directly.
What did he say?
He says, basically, like, Brent, you're fucking fake as fuck.
Love.
And then Brent goes, weirdly goes, yeah, you're right. Like, Mike just blatantly calls him out, and I think Brent, like, is so caught off guard that he just agrees with it.
I love when Mike speaks truth.
Yeah.
Panos walks over, and he goes, oh, who are we sacrificing?
Oh, yeah, and then Nico has them all burn.
They, like, light a tea candle in the sand, and they, like, burn their pieces of paper. I'm like, okay.
The camera cuts to Lindsay. She's face down in the surf.
Yeah.
And then the next day...
there's fireworks.
Oh, yeah, there's a random...
We're like, they're all standing around, then suddenly, like, a firework goes off and everyone's shocked except Panos, who, like, smiles
because he planned it.
Yeah. And it was, like, not even fireworks from Lohan. It's from another beach club
that they're using
to, like, shoot. And then I was like, oh, their moon party was not a party for the club. It's just, like, get dressed up so Nico Tortorella can have you write things down on a piece of paper and burn them in the candle.
Like, if you interviewed someone who was at the club that day, they'd be like, moon party?
Yeah.
What? It's Tuesday.
And they made them dress up like this all day in these, like, bikinis.
But Brent was he was fine with it.
Brent was the only one that went full hog in wild character.
And then, but there's this great shot where... Again, where you see Gabby's face watching the fireworks, and she's like, closed lip, just done.
Just smiling, kind of.
She's like, get me back to DC. I'm pre-med.
Because Nico makes them all howl at the moon.
Oh, yeah. They're all howling, and then Gabby's like, no.
Gabby's like, not participating anymore.
She's not fucking with us.
She's done.
Once Jules was and Kayla were gone, she was like, fine.
She was like, there's no point.
The next day,
it's their day off.
Well, at first, though, Demetrius talks to Sarah.
Oh, I forgot about Demetrius.
He tells Sarah, like, yo, are you and Brent, like, good? And Sarah's like, yeah, we're in love. And and he's like, okay, because I saw him, like, hitting on...
swapping Instagrams.
With that, like, girl who was calling Ari out the day before.
Yeah, and this Sarah's, girl who called Ari garbage for drinking shots.
At Pride.
I mean, I've definitely called the Vanderpump Rules crowd garbage for taking shots, but it's like...
Ari was just having fun.
Ari, don't... Like, leave Ari alone.
Leave Ari alone is our hashtag.
Yeah. Leave Ari out of this.
Leave Ari out of this. He's
been through enough.
He's minding his own business.
Leave him alone so he can work on his art.
He's an unproblematic fave.
Yeah. He's an ally.
And Sarah's like, whatever, I'm not going to be jealous if he talks to any girl. Like, I can't tell him to not talk to girls.
Yeah.
And we're like, great, this is
cool. So we know what's going to happen.
So then they go like around to Mykonos downtown and they just beg people on the street to come to their house party.
Yeah. Janita just walks up to strangers and goes, hey, what are you doing tonight?
And one girl's like, do I have to pay to get in? And they're like, no,
just come.
And then they're at a restaurant and Janita sees this like beautiful like daddy beefcake walking by and she's like, I want him. So Billy runs up to him and is like, hey man, my friend's really into you, do you want to come to the party and hit on her? And he goes, I'm married. And he points to the guy next to him. And Janita, again, it's like the second time she's gone after a straight guy. Yeah. Or a guy that she thinks is cute and he's gay.
I love it.
And you were like,
Mykonos probably isn't the place to meet
straight men. I love how you were like, that tracks.
I'm like, story of my fucking life is literally every guy I see, I'm like, he's so hot. And then it's like, I'm married to a man. They're like, I fucking hate women, men only. And I'm like, okay, cool. Love that. Literally, I'm like, if a guy turns me on, the chance is he's gay. Not even bi. Just like full, like a misogynistic gay.
Great.
Okay, cool. Neat. Lindsay and Nico get cryo.
I mean, I relate. That was like me in college. Like every guy.
Every guy you liked was straight.
If a guy even like went like, haha, yeah. I'd be like, he's gay.
Yeah.
I would have like an entire fantasy in my head and be like, we're gonna date.
Yeah.
And then he'd be like very like into girls. Mm-hmm. And I'd be like, okay,
fine,
cool,
neat.
It was like, if any guy was just nice to me, I'd be like, they're gay.
Yeah. I'm getting a little better, but like for a while, I think most of my 20s, my gaydar was incredibly off. It was like full opposite.
It's hard out there. It's harder there for an ally.
It's harder there for just an ally fighting for justice for all my LGBTQIA brothers and sisters.
For your bisexual community.
For my bisexual butterflies, my pancakes.
My pancakes. My Florida panhandlers.
Mm-hmm.
But without the handlers.
Yeah. My Florida pans. That's my football team.
The pan.
My Florida pans. It's just like a bunch of pansexuals that don't play football
and like live in Tampa.
Yeah, so they come out the field, but they're just like dressed in streetwear, and then the other team comes out like in football, and we're just like, ew, don't you know football causes CTE? Anyways, let's fuck.
And I'm
like, which one of you are bi? I won't tell. I'm like, who here's gay?
I won't tell.
Who here's pan? I won't tell.
I remember. You're like this guy that I like was hanging out with in the summer before I went to college, and he was like openly gay, and he was a year older than me, and I wasn't out yet, but everyone was really drunk, and he texted me, he got my number, and then texted me sitting next to me on the couch and goes, let's play a game. And I was like, okay. And he goes, what, let's tell each other secrets that we know about ourselves, but we don't tell anyone else.
This is me to like every guy in the NFL.
And I was like, and I went, haha, what do you mean? He was like, come on. Like, he was like, wait. He was like, come on. And I was like, coy. And I knew that's what he meant, but I was like, I'm not going to tell.
You were Panos. You went full Panos. Silly Billy.
But I love that. Like, yeah, I was like,
look, my full
drinking Bacardi Raz. Like,
dream is to just go, like, strut into, like, a locker room before, like, a football game and just, like, gab with, like, NFL players. And be like, what's your deal?
You get...
Like, I won't tell. Just tell me. Just tell me. It's safe.
Tell me your experience.
I just want to know. Just tell me. Do you think he's hot?
And then you take a recorder out.
Yeah. And I'm like, JK, you've been pumped. This is Sexy Unique Podcast reporting live from Tampa. And I just like out them one by one. I'm like Perez Hilton. I'm like by Perez Hilton.
Fuck Perez.
I know. He sucks. He's evil. I wouldn't out anyone. If you're in the NFL and you listen to this podcast and you're bi or pan or gay.
Live your truth.
Or even just like identify as queer or anything other than straight.
Live your truth.
Live your truth.
And
I'm here for you.
At your leisure.
Tell me and I won't tell.
Tweet me.
I just want to know who's gay and not tell their secret, but just know. I want to be the gatekeeper of people's gayness as a safe space to say.
You want to be like the Elizabeth Taylor.
Yeah.
Of like.
Of sports.
Yeah.
And I don't give a shit. That, and truly, I'm actually the best person for them to tell because I don't know shit about anyone's stats or their position. And you'd be like into it. And I don't care. And I'm like, I don't know. I don't give a shit about any NFL stuff. Like, I just give a shit about you being 250 pounds of raw muscle, loving to fuck guys. Reach out.
ESPN. Let's hire me.
Let's talk about it.
The newest hire. There's like a deadline.
They're like,
Larry Marie Shane Halls.
They're like, he threw a 40-yard pass at the third penalty touchdown. And I'm like, he also threw that dick into threw that dick into Johnny's mouth.
Wide receiver.
Wide receiver. He's a top.
Okay, Samantha. When he said wide receiver, I didn't know he meant receiving. Cock.
Receiving cock.
Up his ass.
Up his ass.
Because that's gay sex. That's what gay men do.
That's what gay men do, honey.
Did you know that? Miranda, and then Miranda's just like.
Miranda's like, I hate my life.
Miranda's like, I'm gay.
Miranda's like, I'm gay.
I'm a lesbian.
I'm a lesbian.
Miranda's like, the camera pans, it's like Curb Your Enthusiasm. Okay.
Okay. Anyways, we got off topic, but also tell me if you're gay.
Tweet us. So there's a
tweet us or DM.
So there's a house party. They're inviting everyone, and then we have an interlude with Lindsay and Nico doing cryotherapy because Lindsay loves cryotherapy. There's no one in the world who loves cryotherapy more, and
more
Lindsay
than
is
Lindsay.
Going to be cryogenically frozen.
Yeah, like she has periodically cryogenically frozen herself just like for fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she
reveals a dark truth,
like,
which I had no idea about.
Me neither. The reason why she's so into cryo is because she was in Bora Bora and got bitten by a mosquito that gave her
bone breaking virus.
Like, it's like an early onset arthritis.
I was like, honestly, same, because
tracks.
Yeah.
Like, is it a little bit of like Yolanda Hadid Lyme thing, or like, is it?
Is it just like bad heroin in Bora Bora? Is it
bone breaking heroin? I mean, my jaw was.
Mosquitoes are the devil.
They are the devil.
Mosquitoes are awful. But you know what's even worse than mosquitoes and that supposedly eats them? Are those huge fucking mayflies. You know those things?
Mayflies and greenheads.
What's a greenhead?
What? Greenheads are beach centric flies that have green eyes and they bite you.
Oh, yeah.
They drink your blood.
Yeah.
And my dad used to make a death pit of them at the beach because he hated them so much. And he would swat them and then put them in a little pit.
Oh, my God. To warn.
Yeah.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
I love a violent warning to all insects.
Yeah.
Mayflies, I try to, like, get down with. Like, I understand. We're getting into mayfly season in LA, too. Like, March, April. It's they're like, just everywhere.
They're like standing water flies.
They're so long. Their legs are long and spindly. They float around, like they kind of come towards you in like a jerky attack motion. I'm like, can you just live your life on this side of the house and I'll live mine? But like,
you're like, be chill.
Yeah, but they are not chill and I have to kill them.
Mayflies are horrifying. They're like the zombies of flies.
Yeah,
they're spastic, they're impulsive, and they're like, they're just in your face.
Mm-hmm.
They're like a haunted hayride worker.
Yeah, but
they get
mosquitoes
right in your face.
Are fucking even worse because they bite you
and they serve no purpose.
They serve no purpose except to bite you, spread diseases. And I'm someone that gets ravaged by mosquitoes.
Yeah,
my entire life has been one big me running from mosquitoes.
Brag about it.
They love me.
They love me.
Mosquitoes are horny for my blood. But, and they won't stop until they've sucked every ounce of it out of my body, given me bone-breaking virus, West Nile.
Only Lindsay would get, like, Lindsay would get West Nile.
But also, I feel like...
Lindsay was just, like, doing heroin.
Yeah. Allegedly.
We were kidding. I'm not joking about the heroin epidemic. I'm sorry. We were making a joke. Please.
Mike...
So at the party's going on.
The party's going on. Lindsay.
Locals, yokels arrive. Lindsay allows Nico frozen. To go.
Yeah, she says, I'm going to freeze now.
I'm going to freeze for the night, Nico. You must go to party to facilitate and be a spy for me. She sends him as a spy.
Yeah. So Nico goes and starts just like talking to everyone. And this rallying is when we came around. We were like, Nico's a good guy. He I just was like, I love him.
He just like goes in the corner. And he's like, so tell me your deepest, darkest secrets.
Yeah. He's like, tell me. I won't tell.
Nico like, Nico would like love like a retreat.
Mm-hmm.
He's like one of the, he's like at a camp. He loves camp and he loves
nature.
Yeah. But
rags.
But he's like one of those people at like the YG, at the youth group lock-in who like gathers everyone in the corner. He's like, let's all tell each other our darkest secrets.
Yeah.
And then like get weird.
Mm-hmm.
And so he talks to Mike and Gabby, and Mike
reveals the twist of the fucking century.
I've never heard anything like this on a reality show.
Me neither. And I'm like, write the fucking book. Like if I was a publisher, I'd give him a book deal like now. Mike says that he was forced into prostitution
as a child
via online blackmail from age 14 to 16.
17.
Age 14 to 17, he was a prostitute because someone online found out, I guess, that he was like gay.
A guy, most likely.
A guy found out and threatened to like basically like dox him and then also tell like his whole family
that he was like trolling gay chat rooms.
And then he had to be a prostitute. So like, remember when Mike said I've been a sex object my whole life?
Who's talking about that?
Yeah.
My stomach dropped a little.
Me too.
And they were like, and Nico was so like non-judgmental.
Listening.
Gabby was open. The coolest people in the house.
Yeah.
Gabby and Mike. And Nico. And he was like, yeah, you know, it was a really painful thing, but it's like made me strong.
Yeah, totally.
But also, what the fuck?
That's
really sad.
Truly crazy.
And he was from Jersey, so he was probably like going into the city to do it.
Yeah. And I need that book. And he has no idea who did it. He can't like, he doesn't know the identity of the person that was trolling him or doing any of this or threatening him. So he can't report it even if he wanted to.
What a racket. So that must be like a thing, like back, or especially back then when being gay was so like,
yeah,
like people
more
must,
taboo.
People must do that to like
sick.
Like sickos. Some fucking teenager in AOL chat room.
So insane.
So that was sad.
That was really sad. And then I love how we go from like
Mike's
that.
Sad.
Mike is sad. He has a lot of pain to process, but I'm here for his journey and like want to know more.
I support
more.
You, Mike.
We go from Mike's like confession to then the storyline of like Brent ignoring Sarah. And this is when I like, we both kind of realized like Sarah's an idiot.
So Brent has like friends, allegedly friends from Vegas who were there.
And one guy and then a woman who refused to appear on camera. So her face is blurred out the entire time.
And her hair was down to her like calves.
She has the long, the hair of a
Greek witch.
A Greek witch.
She looks like a horse. She's like a horse who became a person.
You know that, like, that, remember those, like, scary stories when it's like
the deer woman.
The deer woman or, like, the horse woman. And then, like, one night the farmer, like, changes the horseshoes or puts horseshoes. And then he comes into the barn the next day and it's, like, a woman with horseshoes nailed into her hands and feet.
That's
and
her.
He's like, that's her. That was this woman.
She was there and that's why she didn't want to be on camera.
Yeah.
And so Brent, and then there's a guy and Brent and him have, like, some weird vibes.
They're
going
kind
on.
Of, like, arms around each other, but, like, lightly tickling each other's nipples.
Yeah. And, like, rubbing.
And he's like, I'll show you my room.
Yeah. They're, like, there's some history.
And the horse allegedly. Witch
allegedly
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 allegedly and the horse witch is
causing trouble.
She's causing drama.
She's like,
I love a blurred out face, but here to fuck with
her. And she and Brent are like canoodling. They're holding hands. They're whispering. They're telling secrets. And he doesn't once introduce Sarah to his friends from home. So Sarah's like, obviously kind
she's
of
like,
upset.
Do you even like me?
Do you even like me? And Brent's
the answer
been telling.
Is no, he Brent, doesn't even like himself.
Brent has been telling people that he's in love with this girl, but he won't introduce her to people who actually know him outside of the show.
Yeah.
So Sarah is like obviously like getting weird vibes.
I love that this is the time where she's like, wow, things are really like not looking good for me and this guy. It's like, bitch, they've never looked good. He called you a two.
He also said
he said you were ugly.
He reminded you of his nana.
Of his nana.
And then threw his clothes on your
head. He threw his clothes on your head. You threw a glass at him that shattered on the wall. I feel like the things have not been
good.
Great from maybe day one, I would say.
But this is the moment because he didn't introduce you to his like weird horse friend.
Yeah.
I don't know. So, and everyone's sort of like, yeah, that's weird. And then Billy
says,
turn of the century, twist of the century. Billy's like, you know, Billy's like, I'm not here for a long time. I'm here for a good time. I don't care. I don't have loyalties to these people. So he's like, I'm going to swoop in
and
steal this girl.
Billy also, I think, is pretty drunk at this point, but he's pulled like a leather baseball hat really low over his face, which is a great drunk move.
He's in fuckboy mode.
He's in total fuckboy mode. He's shirtless.
He's allowed to be.
Yeah. I mean, we're Billy apologists.
And so he says to the camera, I'm going to like work on Sarah and be like, this is weird that he's...
Yeah, he's going to shoot his shot.
Yeah.
So he takes Sarah into the kitchen.
With Janita.
Janita's like, we need to have girl talk. So they all go in the kitchen and Billy comes in with his hat pulled down.
And he's like, I heard a rumor.
I had a rumor. You want to hear it or what? And she's like, yeah, I want to hear it. Like, my God. And like, he basically tells her that he overheard...
The horse
witch telling Brent, like, she was like, do you think you're really going to be with Wifey after the show? Because, like, I don't think so. And then they all laughed. And Brent is, like, not denying the fact that, like, his and Sarah's relationship is going to be over after
it's
this reality show. Yeah. And so Billy breaks the news to her. And this is truly, like, I hope no one ever has to have Billy tell them that their relationship is doomed. Billy goes... I think this is just a Mykonos thing. And Sarah is
the
devastated.
Light bulb goes on.
Yeah.
And this is when you're like, Sarah, you're not too bright.
Yeah, Sarah, get a grip,
she's
babe.
Just like any guy who's like telling her something. She's
not
like,
even telling her anything.
Yeah.
Like,
she's
any,
like, oh, you're wise.
Guy.
I'll go to you. Like, it's like, just don't be with any guys.
Yeah.
Right now.
Maybe
just,
like.
Maybe just be by yourself.
Read for a little bit. Like, read the New York Times or like read like.
Instead, she's just like any guy who tells her something with like conviction. She's like, okay.
Yeah, okay.
So then Janita knows exactly what's going on. Janita says to the camera, a shoulder to about Billy. He's like, Billy's trying to swoop in on Sarah. I know what's going on. He's like, he wants to be a shoulder to this shoulder. His shoulder to cry on is going to be a dick to ride on.
Yeah,
she
I love
totally
that.
Gets it.
She's wise.
So then Brent. Like, is at this point Chaz Dean to the max. He's blackout.
He's fully Chaz.
His face is wet. He's holding on to the guy with tattoos and they're like rubbing each other and like
he can't really stand up straight.
And then he's like, what's up to Sarah? And Sarah's like, you haven't really introduced me to your friends. And I think it's weird.
And this is a conversation that happens in front of everyone at the house, the party, the locals
Nico.
Who have showed up.
Nico's in the back.
Nico's like, what?
Secret.
Tell me everything.
And so he goes, you're going to be dramatic about this? And she's like, no, I think it's fucking weird. Like, we're dating and you wouldn't introduce me to your friends. And it just makes me think you're not taking this relationship seriously. And then everyone's like, duh.
Yeah. And Gabby, then, like, farts and then just, like, makes a face. This is, like, when, if I was on this show, like, during this scene, just be like.
You'd be like. So then Janita starts getting into like...
Yeah, Janita starts to read the whole situation.
And she starts kind of like reading Brent.
Yeah.
And everyone's just like, Brent, you're a piece of shit.
And the true sign that Brent is not a strong person is that when he's aired out in front of a lot of people, he cannot defend himself with like the fervor that he can when he's just like one-on-one with a camera.
Yeah.
So he's a classic, like, can talk all the shit, but then when he's put on the spot, he's just like, I'm nervous.
Yeah, he was like peeing while it was happening.
Yeah. Fuck you, Brent.
So they basically, and then Sarah, without telling Brent, says that they're broken up.
Yeah.
And then Janita goes, she and Janita and Billy are in like the corner. Billy's just like,
Billy is happy.
And then Janita goes, yay, single Sarah's back.
When
and
was like, single Sarah
so like
gone?
2 weeks ago.
How long have they been on the island?
4 weeks.
They've been filming there for 3.5 years. Took them that long to finally scrape together footage.
But I love that. Single Sarah is back in action. It's like
you have one day
she
left.
Was single, like, yeah. You have a week left.
Like, you're leaving to get in the airport in like 48 hours.
But Sarah's like, yeah, we're done. And it's like, okay, does Brent know that?
So Sarah then sucks, because then the next day, it's like, they're like the Ronnie and Sam of the house, where it's like, they just love, like, I don't know what Brent likes. I think he just wants attention. And
he
like,
wants
he wants
beard.
A nana. I think he just wants like a grandmother. Beard. Yeah. A nan beard. He wants his grandmother back. And I'm like, sorry,
nana.
Nana's dead.
Your nana has passed.
Your nana has passed. Get over it.
So Sarah goes to his bed and she's like, do you remember what you did last night?
Her hair is in desperate need of a moisturizing mask.
Yeah. And Brent.
And Brent's just like laying there. Yeah.
His wet eyes. And he says, yeah, you were getting all bent out of shape. Like, he blames her.
Yeah.
She's like, no, you're a dick.
And
this relationship isn't normal.
No, but like also, she's doing that thing where, like, you are drunk and empowered and you're like, we're fucking done. And then the next day you, like, go into talk and you're, like, basically using threats to try and get your significant other to, like, say, like, I love you. I want to be with you.
Yeah.
And, like, recommit. And, like, that's what she's doing.
But
she's like, I love you so much, but, like, you need to understand that that's not okay.
They say I love you to each other.
People are just like, who are all these people, like, falling in love? Like, I'm like, I haven't said I love you to someone in years.
Like, people in The Bachelor, it's the same kind of thing. Like, I love on The Bachelor when they say, I can see myself falling in love with him. It's like, what?
Like, today?
And that's what they should, all these people should just be on The Bachelor.
Yeah.
That's how it ends. So we're gearing up for...
Well, Panos has a meeting.
Oh, my God. I'm really sorry. I was premature. The boys.
Billy.
Kyle.
Mike.
Ari.
And Alex. No, Aria didn't go.
Because he's...
I think it's Billy, Mike, and Alex. Maybe Kyle. I don't know. But the boys band together to have a meeting with Panos to basically like say that Brent sucks.
Yeah.
And Panos is wearing a great sweater. Like, where did he get that sweater? I need it. But
Panos,
Billy is wearing a hat that is unforgivable.
It looks like at the bottom of the bin of a regional production of Guys and Dolls in, like, the costume closet. Like, the hat that you find at the end that they're like, okay, put it on this townsperson.
It's a hat that's so bad that, like, maybe no one could tell him.
No,
how bad it was,
because it was like, if I tell them that it's bad,
it says something about his soul. Like, he's like, why would you wear?
He's proud of it.
Hat? He loves it. He coordinated that hat. It was like a similar ish color scheme to his tank top, so you know he like put that outfit together and like felt great about this little fedora. It was truly
astonishing. So they're like, Brent sucks. He's divisive. He treats women bad. He's just like, he thinks he's better than everyone. He thinks he knows more than anyone. He's a toxic person in this work environment.
Mm-hmm.
And Panos is like, okay.
Panos is like, anyways.
And then Panos tells Lindsay, and then you hear Lindsay at the very end go, I don't get it. It's like mean boys coming together to all rally against Brent. And I think it's very unfair to Brent.
Yeah.
I'm like, of course she's...
She goes, instead of Mean Girls, it's like Mean Boys.
You know, like Mean Girls, the movie I was in 2004.
Yeah.
You know, the movie that Tina Fey wrote. I was in it in Mean Girls. And it's, you know, Mean Girls, October 3rd. Mean Girls,
why are you so obsessed with me? Hillary Clinton tweeted a gif of it. It's very relevant. And I was
Mean
in
Girls.
It.
Wednesdays we were pink, remember?
Remember we were pink.
It was a musical. Ha ha. Mean Girls 2.
And I was a star
sequel coming any day now.
Sequel's
I know
coming
they
any
really
day, and I'm
going to
be
anyways,
in the musical.
Mean Girls.
I'm
mean
gonna
Girls.
Be in it, and it's Mean Girls. It's
mean
the
Girls.
Only, it's, you know, Mean
Ever
Girls.
Ever heard of it?
It's, and iced coffee, Mean Girls, and
yeah, it's like, okay.
But I love how she's defending Brent. She's like,
she's loved Brent since day one.
She's like, it's really unfair to Brent. I'm like,
Brent is unfair to all of us.
I can't with Lindsay.
No. She's done.
Every time she reels me in, I'm just disappointed.
There's also one point where we just noticed that she's wearing her pink outfit where she looked at first very beautiful and stunning. And then at a certain point, her like spray tan cleavage is like melting and like the mic is poking out of her like peephole top. And we're like, Lindsay, please.
Get it together.
Get it together. Just one time, please. Just once.
She's gone.
She's gone. She's been gone. But like every day is another reminder of
Since
how
gone,
gone she is. Wow.
Well, one more episode.
One more episode.
Tell us what are you, I mean, I truthfully in the future, you know, the preview they gave us, I have no idea what I saw. So I don't know actually what to expect in the last episode. So what do you guys think is going to happen?
I think.
Tell us your thoughts.
Tell us your thoughts, feelings, intuitions.
Yeah. What has this season made you feel?
Yeah. Has it made you feel
hope?
Great? Hopeful,
desolation,
confused, angry.
But just get tell us what your theories are. And
what's your theory?
I think it's going to end in a really confusing, muddled way, and like nothing is going to be resolved. And Lindsay will just be like, okay, bye.
Yeah,
I don't think Lindsay knows half of their names.
No, mm-mm. I hope she gets on a microphone and then just addresses them from like a microphone in a yurt for like the last one. I was like, I hope that there's like a bloodbath. Like she
Jonestown.
Just like, yeah, Jonestown, they all die. And then you find out. I feel like Putin. Ha.
And then, oh, this is what I think is going to happen. I think the ground is going to open up and then Malaysia 370, the plane will rise up. And Lindsay will go, I feel like Putin. And then the
and
plane.
She goes, and the plane rises up and the doors of the plane open and the whole, all the victims from the flight come walking out and they're like, oh my God.
Where
and then
I
Lindsay's like, season 2 VIP cast members. And then like introduces all of them. And yeah. There's like a big pride, like disco party.
And Lindsay does the Lilo with all the passengers from Malaysia 370.
From Malaysia 370. They all get on the stage.
The new VIP ambassadors.
The new VIP ambassadors.
The best disguise.
Yeah. And she says, surprise!
And then it ends with a freeze frame of Lindsay looking at the camera and a laugh track.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, everyone loves Raymond.
Yeah.
That's how I see it.
Where's Ray? Where is Ray?
And it goes, where's Ray?
Panis takes off his head. He takes like a mask, peels it off, Mission Impossible style, and it's Ray Romano.
It's Ray Romano the whole time.
The whole time, it's always been Raymond.
And he just shrugs.
And the laugh track goes crazy.
Yeah, the laugh track, and then it.
And then it, the laugh track slowly, it's like it gets louder and louder as the laughing gets more and more manic, and then it goes into just heaving sobs, and it, the laugh track turns into a cry track.
Like Midsommar at the end.
Yeah, and then there's like a list, like the credits is just a list of like the victims' families of Malaysia Flight 370. We'd like to thank. And then Nico like does like Palo Santo over all the victims. He comes out and he's like Palo Santo and he's like, that was hard, right? But it's over now.
Tell
I accept you. Tell me your secrets.
Where have you guys
like?
Been?
What was it like? Where have you been? Where'd you go?
And it ends with Nico and it says, watch Younger on TV Land.
Yeah.
Viacom.
Wow.
Well,
so tell us what you think will happen. Tweet us at eCario or at Lars Marie. And
see you then.
I'll see you then.
Bye. Bye.
Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp? Or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered, mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine? That's where Canopy's new filtered shower head comes in. Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, has revolutionized the filtered showerhead. Dermatologists recommended this unique three-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water, leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin. Best of all, the Canopy filtered showerhead is hassle-free. Installation is a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement, unlike any others on the market. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, our listeners can use the code SEXYUNIQUE at checkout to save an additional 10% off their Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.